Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dio.
Welcome back. Hard Facts 2, 92.3 Nigeria, Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. It's 14 minutes gone past 5 p.m. and the conversation continues right now. All right, let's go with a story. I cut to Premium Times. Quite interesting, really. Immigration CG disguises as passport applicant in Lagos, apprehends corrupt officers. The acting Comptroller General of the Nigeria Immigration Service, Isa Idris, on Monday disguised as an applicant for an international passport at the service's Lagos State Command Ikoyi, after which he alleged that some officers of the service offered to engage in shady deals with him. Mr. Idris, in an exclusive interview with Premium Times on the phone, said he decided to walk in unannounced in order to gain first-hand experience of what Nigerians are going through at the hands of unscrupulous officers of NIS. The acting CG said when he assumed office in September, he had pledged to tackle three things, including addressing challenges faced by Nigerians in their efforts to procure international passports, enhance border security and improve workers' welfare. He said his unscheduled visit to Ikoyi on Monday was to confirm the allegations against officers of the immigration offices in Lagos State, including Ikoyi, Ikeja and Festac Town. He said when he approached the officers at the Ikoyi command, he was given various high prices for the different categories of passports. Quote, when I approached the officers, they offered me the menu without recognizing me. They said 32 pages of the international passport for 5 years would cost me 45,000 naira instead of 27,000 naira. They said 64 pages for 5 years would cost me 55,000 naira instead of 37,000 naira. And 95,000 naira for 64 pages for 10 years instead of 72,000 naira. I was asked where I was from and I said Niger State. They also asked me if I had a letter of indigenship and other documents, and I said I didn't have anyone. So they said they would collect 3,500 naira to provide all the documents for me. The immigration boss said at the time of speaking to our reporter on the phone, the officers were yet to know who he was, and that the comptroller for Lagos Command of the Service, Bauchi Lee, was surprised when he eventually showed up in his office. You know, he just returned to Lagos from Abuja. He didn't know that I was coming to town, so he's still shocked as I am talking to you. Mr. Idris said the lesson will help the service to strengthen the passport issuance process, saying having an international passport of a country confers nationality on its holder, and so it must have integrity. So with what I have experienced first time today, it simply means that anybody can come in from anywhere and obtain our passport. This is unacceptable. So I can assure you that the immigration service under our watch will strengthen the issuance process and the integrity of the document. He said in the next 2 weeks, the service, with the support of the Interior Minister, Ralph Oregbesola, will launch an appointment platform for applicants, saying the idea of anybody approaching passport offices anytime for issuance of a passport cannot continue. Now, he said the officers caught in the act during his unscheduled visit have been documented and that they would be disciplined accordingly. The law is out there, and so they will be made to face the law. There are about three of them, but we are very sure that it is an organized crime. They are not alone, but further investigations would reveal that. The acting Comptroller General said the Interior Minister is working hard towards achieving his mandate of securing the nation's border lines through the agencies under him, including the Immigration Service, and that the difficulties being experienced by Nigerians in procuring passports would soon become a sin of the past. And he said he's committed to addressing the challenges of corruption in the service. Let's talk about this for a bit. Is it possible that this the top hierarchy of armed forces or security agencies or even paramilitary agencies really don't know or are not aware what their underlings are doing, what the junior officers, as they're called, are doing? Is that possible? A lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. They have a commercial break coming up shortly. But do you think, is it possible? Because that's what they suggest, that the acting Comptroller General did not know or suspected, and that's why he carried out this investigation for himself to confirm. So, is it possible he really did not know before for a fact that this was going on? Is it possible that maybe in the police, for example, the IG does not know what his boys are doing and all of that? I have to go for that break now, but Tony from Azoba, you're welcome.
Good evening.
All right, go on, Tony.
Thank God you brought this issue out, and thank God for the new controller. What personnel are doing, all of them, including the commander in that place, have a chair. They cannot just stay in that office and be treated such as.
Is it possible the Comptroller himself did not know? Is it possible the CG himself did not know?
Even Kenya.
Is it possible the CG himself did not know?
He's aware, he knows. He was going to be an officer.
So
he must have done without us or knows one or two persons about
us. So why did he have to carry out this investigation then?
How would I say it? When you want to save.
Oh my. Okay, well, come a quick commercial break. Headlines 5:30. Discussions continue afterwards. Please stay with us.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dion.
Welcome back. I still have facts in Nigeria. Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dion. 27 minutes ago, before 6 p.m., discussions continue. Many thanks for staying tuned. And the matter we'll discuss it next. It's an ongoing conversation in this hour. Immigration CG disguises as passport applicant in Lagos, apprehends corrupt officers. So acting Comptroller General of Immigration, Isa Idris, on Monday, disguised as an applicant for an international passport at the service's Lagos State Command, Ikoyi, after which he alleged that some officers of the service offered to engage in shady deals with him. So, I'm asking, is it possible he really did not know that this was going on? Might imply or suggest that the IG of police also does not know what his boys are doing, or the chief of army staff does not know what his boys are doing, or chief of naval staff, or chief of defense staff for that matter, and the heads of other agencies as well across the country. Do they not, or the EFCC also, do they not know what's going on? Join the conversation, call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. I've got Valentine from Obiakpo on the line. Hello, Valentine. You're welcome. Go on.
Hello. Good evening.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to comment on the issue of the immigration something, passport issue.
Go ahead.
It is not only in immigration. You know, even the national ID card, something. Even the PBC. It's all about, if you go to the north.
Valentine, we're all too aware... as to the irregularities, but that's not the issue right now. The issue is, are you convinced that the heads of these agencies are not aware what their subordinates are doing, which is what the CG's action suggests?
I'm not really sure. He must not be aware, but evidently, because of some information we have reached him, and that's why he did what he did.
Which means that prior to this information reaching him recently, he did not know.
Definitely, at the head, some people may have gossiped to him that just this thing is happening. So he took that action.
Okay. Thank you. Valentine, you're welcome. Oscar from Transmody, hi, go ahead.
Hi, good evening.
Hello. We go to Aniatan from Ruma Olu. Aniatan, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Dio.
You're welcome.
On the issue of Control General of Immigration.
Yes.
Going to Ikoyi office to find out what is happening.
Yes, investigate.
I believe that it's part of the system.
Okay.
Before we take that bullshit to go and find out what's happening, he must have known what has been going on, because he's not a new Nigerian force, both the police, the army, Air Force, all of them, they know what is going on.
So if he knows what is going on, then why did he have to clandestinely go to Lagos?
Dayo, in this country, you set a thief to catch a thief. That's just what is going on. He knows it very well. That's why I don't think anything will happen in that case.
So what's he trying to do then?
That's concerning punishing the culprit.
So what's he trying to do then? So what's he trying to accomplish then?
Hello?
So what's he trying to do then?
He's just been appointed to head the to head the immigration. So it's normal. You know, in Nigeria, they will pretend as if they will work more than their predecessor. Nothing will come out of it, in my own view.
Okay, all right. Wisdom from GRA. Hi, go on.
Yeah, good day. Now,
go ahead.
Now, I think the Controller General haven't served meritoriously and been promoted to that level. He should be aware of these sharp practices. But I think he wanted to get first-hand evidence. That's why it went in clandestinely. And I am happy that he was able to catch some of them, right?
Yes, he did. But once again, he rose to the position of Deputy Comptroller General in charge of finance and accounts. Are you suggesting that he rose through the ranks to that position and he did not know for a fact that all this was going on?
No, I've answered your question. He should be aware. If you are sharp for over 30 years, if I'm not mistaken, for him to get to that level.
So,
you know, these sharp practices are common in Nigerian military and paramilitary.
Okay, so the question is this. Another question is this for me. So, take the police for example. So, if the IG of police wants to stop police extortion, so he would have to also disguise and go onto the streets in Abuja or in Port Harcourt here to a checkpoint where they will collect 100 naira from him and give him number 2 before, for him to get clear evidence that his boys are giving out number 2 along the East-West Road.
If the Inspector General of Police, as I said, wish to get, it's possible he must have gotten some classified information in that area in Lagos and wanted to go and get first-hand evidence for himself. I think there is nothing wrong in what he has done.
All right. And you're convinced that the purpose is just genuinely to sanitize the place?
Hello, sir?
You're convinced that his intention is genuine to sanitize the place?
Yeah, I'm convinced. I cannot authoritatively say that. I'm convinced. And I think these acts of various government institutions should do well to sanitize the system. It's a serious problem. Endemic corruption, sharp practices, racketeering, bedeviling our the governmental institution. You know, thank you and God bless you, sir.
All right. Got a few comments over here right now. I'll take a few of those. Kelvin, the CGNI is Mayno, but he wants to get them red-handed. That was a very good jump from him. That's Caleb from Owerri. Well, certainly he knows, but perhaps he doesn't welcome the idea. Though couldn't speak out as well, but was waiting for an opportunity to end it. That's from Fagabo Cliff. The Comptroller General is just pretending like every other such Comptroller in Nigeria. Just like he said, he's in an acting capacity. Now he only wants to make the news so his confirmation as a substantive Comptroller General will come faster. That's what we call initial gra-gra. Although I will say specifically that he knows fully well, he's just trying to impress and make us understand that he's not part of it. So let us see what will change now. It is possible that the CG doesn't know anything about those irregularities in the service, and also possible that he knows. If he doesn't know or perceived such, he had not disguised himself to carry out such an adventure. That's how they are impoverishing Nigerians, and the more corruption everywhere. As cheesy from Rumo Krushi. Over to Facebook right now. And Precious, the same goes that if all our other forces can do the same thing, especially the police force, you will see that we will have reduced crimes from these corrupt force men. The immigration CG should not sweep this under the carpet, but make sure these men are punished duly. Otherwise, this act will continue to thrive. Let's act right so as to get things done the right way. That's interesting, really. All right, so far, what's up? Diode, the controller, is doing eye service. Okay, all right, doing eye service. Wow. Listen, I'm just thinking, I mean, you don't... Do you rise to that position without knowing for a fact? And like I said, it's like the IG of police. So if the IG of police wants to address this matter right now, does the IG of police have to fly down to Port Harcourt and then wear t-shirts and jeans with palm slippers and then try to ambush some of his boys along the east-west road? I mean, I don't know. Just, I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing what is done. Maybe it's a very good thing. William, sorry, I can't take a call right now. I can't take any more calls at the moment. Maybe it's a good thing it's done. But I don't know. For example, like the IG, like I said, the IG of police have to come all the way down to know for a fact that his boys are giving out number two on the East West Road. Really? I mean, does he have to do that? It seems quite dramatic, you know. It just seems quite dramatic for me, you know. I mean, does the Comptroller General have to actually go there to know for a fact that this is going on? You know. Anyways, we've got a commercial break right now. Major news about the hour at 6 p.m. Open season is about to that. Do join the conversation and just stay with us.